Romans 8, 28 to 30. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. And I'm looking at the two words here in Romans 8, 28, the all and the good. The good, I think we all know, is the glory of God. If it's not for the glory of God, it's not good. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. So we look at the all things, which could be good, neutral, bad, as we view them while we're in this fleshly body. Such as a promotion at work, good. A new grandchild, very good. A kind act from a neighbor, good. Or how about the moment when you just found out you got laid off from work? Not so good. Or one of your parents passes away, very bad. Or you find out your spouse has cancer. Or how do all things work together for good when you found out your wife had cancer the second time, which we went through? And to God's glory, when we have the mindset of Romans 8, 28, when my wife found out, when we went in together and found out she had cancer the first time, one of the first things she said to the doctor was, well, we just have to see how we can use this for God's glory. And the doctor's jaw dropped to the floor. I don't know if you'd ever heard that before. So James 1:2-4 says, count it all joy, my brothers, when we meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Philippians 4:4-6, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And here's the key verse that I'm trying to make a point with. And the peace of God, that peace we have, that hope we have that goes beyond this earth, the things of this earth, which surpasses all understanding. I think we've all hit that block where we just say, wow, and we can't get past it. God is so vast. We'll guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And, of course, this is all supplied through what Jesus did on the cross for us. When we have a hope, and like I said, that goes beyond the things of this earth, can I get an amen for that? I mean, every day we see that. And in the end, we must resign our thoughts and attitudes, what the Apostle Paul wonderfully stated in Romans 8:35-39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, bad things, or persecution, bad things, in this life, in the flesh? Or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword. As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation. I think that covers it all, doesn't it? Will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Let's go to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just give you all the thanks, praise, and glory, Father. We just thank you for this wonderful day where we can worship you together, Father, and make you the central thing in our lives, not just today, but as we leave today, as we go to work on Monday, as we homeschool on Monday, whatever we're doing day to day, in all circumstances, we give you all the praise and glory, Father. Because we know in all things, you'll work it to the good for your glory, Father. And we just praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.